Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tini. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Ganesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, have reviewed the counting day preparations with all Chief Electoral Officers and Returning Officers. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and State Legislative Assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to Assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday starting 8 a.m. onwards. The counting of votes for assembly elections of Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh have begun this morning. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly seats, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at https://results.eci.gov.in, as well as on the Voter Helpline app. The Voter Helpline app can be downloaded from the Google Play Store or Apple Play Store. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Thangkar extended condolences over the loss of lives and destruction caused by Cyclone Remal in northeastern parts of the country, including West Bengal and Telangana. In a social media post, President Murmu said the report on the loss of lives and property as well as of large-scale displacement caused by Cyclone Remal are distressing. She said that the nation stands with those affected by this natural disaster. She further prayed for the success of rescue and relief efforts and hoped the situation would return to normal at the earliest. Vice President also expressed deep condolences to the bereaved families amidst this calamity and prayed for normalcy in the affected areas. Advisor Social Welfare Wang Pangkonyak reviewed the implementation of the schemes under Social Welfare Department in Mon District. Interacting with officers and staffs of the department, he encouraged them to work hard and dedicate themselves to bring better results. He said that every performance of the department needs to be uploaded in the dashboards. The advisor visited the Anganwadi Center under Mon and Aboy ICDS project. He interacted with the Anganwadi workers and took first-hand information on how the programs are being implemented at the grassroots. Konyak also held interaction with the beneficiaries. The Election Commission has extended profound gratitude to voters, political parties, polling machinery and everyone involved in making voting a stellar success. India has made history as starting on the 19th April, polling for Lok Sabha elections started and concluded yesterday. The Commission added that Indian voters have given their most cherished right to vote for the constitution of the 18th Lok Sabha. Indian democracy and Indian elections have again done the magic, and the Indian voters, irrespective of their caste, creed, religion, socio-economic and educational background, have done it once again. The Commission said that the real winner indeed is the Indian voter. The Sustainable Development Goals, SDG Coordination Centre, Planning and Transformation Department has announced the launch of the second edition of the SDG Essay Competition. The competition aims to provide a platform for citizens of the state to voice their ideas and solutions for a more sustainable and inclusive future. The competition is open for all inhabitants of Nagaland under two categories. The first category, which is for participants aged 15 years and below, the theme is Role of Art, Culture and Natural Heritage of Nagaland in the Assimilation of SDGs. The second category for participants aged 16 years and above, the theme is Circular Economy and SDGs. How can Nagaland ensure an economy that is circular, green and sustainable? One can participate by sending their original essay along with their name, age, postal address and contact number to the email ID sdgnagaland@gmail.com until August 15, 2024. The winners in each category will receive a cash prize. The results will be announced on September 25, 2024 in celebration of World SDG Day. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.